We should not stay away from our assembly, as is the custom of some, but encourage one another. We shouldn't stay away from the assembly, but encourage one another. It's from our first reading this morning. When you and I experience setback, when you and I experience things that don't go our way, what do we do with that? Those words from Scripture are saying we shouldn't let it isolate us, because we know whether it's in our life, no matter where we are in our vocation, whether we're a priest, whether we're married, whether we're single, whether we're a student, when we experience setback, there is a tremendous temptation to go in and to be isolated and to set up our own little island in which we're far away from everything else. We're far away from the church. We're far away from God. We're far away from reality. And there's this vast ocean where we're on our island and we're doing the very thing that this letter to the Hebrews says not to do. We stay away from the assembly. It can happen in marriages, I suppose, where our spouse gets under our skin and we go, I'm not talking to them for a while. I'm not talking to them. That spirit, everyone, is not the Spirit of God. Because the Spirit of God is what's in our gospel this morning, where Jesus says, bring light into it. What does light do? Light brings Christ. It brings clarity. It brings His grace. It brings into our lives a sense that our temptation to set up our own island is not from God. We need to bring Jesus into those situations. We need to bring the light of the world into those moments. And who is the light of the world? It's not us. It's Him. So when we feel that in our hearts, that temptation to become isolated, to set up our own island, to just be me, and not to be affected by anyone else, that temptation we got to be really careful about. And say, Jesus, I invite your light into that moment. You are the light of the world. Let's have tremendous confidence in His light.